This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Thanks very much, Thando, for the news. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, it's the final lap of our Power Perspective. Thabo Shole Mashau standing in for Thabiso Kotane. We're together till midnight, top of the hour. And now we will be focusing on one of the African leaders selected for Facebook Community Accelerator Program, Rufaro Mudimu. And she is the founder of Enke. Enke, meaning ink in Setswana. But Rufaro will tell us a little bit more about that. This is really, really big. Rufaro, hi. Thank you for joining us. Good evening. Are you good?
Good evening, Thabo. Yes, I am good. Just trying to keep warm in this cold weather.
Yeah. You know, all our guests are saying that now, that, hey, it's a bit chilly out there. Listen, something that should definitely keep you warm is being in the accelerator program, right? How does it work? I mean, firstly, before you even go there, your business, your initiative, what is it all about?
Yeah, so thank you for asking that and also for having me on the program and to have an opportunity to share about this exciting time for us at Enke. So Enke is a nonprofit organization that focuses on youth leadership development. And we specifically look at how can we develop young people to have the freedom and ability and desire to create a positive future, not just for themselves, but with others. So our main focus and the way that we look at it is how do we build the assets of young people to create better communities for where they live and a better life for themselves. So that's really kind of the core focus of our work.
As an NPO, right?
Yes, we are. Well, we term ourselves, we are more of a social enterprise.
Sure.
Because we do think quite innovatively about how we execute our work, but primarily our work is funded, so it is more of a non-profit.
And how did that come about? Because it the idea of speaking about and looking at leadership is just not, I mean, people think about it in the postgraduate levels and someone has been working and they want to attend a leadership program, but you are taking it to communities on the ground.
Yes, exactly. So I think you said I was the founder. I lead Enke now, but I wasn't one of the founders.
Okay.
I found the organization I found it already existing in 2012.
And I see the play out on words
there. I feel really lucky and happy to lead such a community of change makers.
Yeah.
But the idea behind it is actually very, it's to say that leadership skills, and we specifically focus on entrepreneurial mindset and building the type of skills that gear young people towards innovation and entrepreneurship in terms of coming up with solutions for the issues that they face. And so the idea came actually from looking at the issues around socioeconomic inequality, and that one of the ways to overcome that is to connect people so that we learn more about each other, despite these barriers that have been created and that are entrenched, in society. So we look at how do we create valuable networks and build social capital and social cohesion so that we can learn how to help each other and learn and build empathy between us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we look at, that was really where we came from. So the founders of the organization were international volunteers, also in their mid-20s, who just found this gap that there isn't a platform for young people who are from different places and different backgrounds to come together and create solutions and receive support for the solutions they create.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. So that's how we started. And now, we now have a three-pronged approach, and we focus really now on how we can tackle the issue of the high rates of youth who are unemployed and out of school.
Where are you based, Rufaro? And
we're based in Johannesburg in Gauteng, but our footprint is national. So our program, so we have a program for high school learners. It's called Trailblazer. Mm-hmm. And that is a national program. So we actually have more young people from Northern Cape, Limpopo, and the Free State currently in our program.
Yeah.
And then our program for unemployed post-school youth is currently in Gauteng. And we're super excited to be working on an expansion to a site in the Northern Cape in DR. And so that's where we're based. So we're based in Johannesburg. Our team is in Johannesburg, currently so physically distancing and working from home. But our impact is national.
What is the criteria that you use to choose a school or individuals that would be benefiting from your NPO?
Yeah. So we work, our approach is developing individuals for community impact. So our main thing is looking at the individual. So for our high school program, we look for people, for young people who are interested in learning about leadership, who want to kind of improve their CVs, or their future CVs, because most of them are still in high school, mm-hmm. but are also looking at how they can impact their community. So people who are just interested in meeting people as well who are different from them.
Yeah.
And the criteria is just to apply. For our program for unemployed post-school youth, we work with community skill centers that are on the ground, and we work with them to recruit youth who are already in their database. So a big piece of what we believe in is collaboration and working, because we bring our programs into spaces that may not have programs or may not have structured initiatives that build the leadership of and entrepreneurial mindsets of youth. So for us, say, hey, this is what we offer.
Sure.
Would you be interested in partnering with us to bring this to the youth that you work with?
How is it received? And I'm also very much interested in knowing the actual programs. Maybe you can choose one. What happens inside? Because I wouldn't just want us to speak about it from a helicopter view. What happens in there in the sessions, and what kind of skills are being imparted? How do you go about imparting those skills?
Sure. So I'll tell you a little bit about our Catalyst program,
sure.
because it's one that's quite close to our hearts, because we're currently actually recruiting through partners in Kagiso, Tembisa, and Joburg inner city. And so with Catalyst, what would happen is a young person who's already in a community center, so one of our big partners is the West Rand Youth Development Center. And so they actually help us with recruitment. They actually used to host the program before it got a little bit bigger, and then you need to look for a bigger space. Uh-huh. But a young person will go to their community center and say, look, I'm interested in participating in this program. And they have to apply. They have to complete the application form and commit to participating in 6 months of work. So we do 2 days per week. Before it was face-to-face training, so now it's going to be a blend of face-to-face as well as online training. Where we focus on what we call so we have reboot, so looking at personal mastery and building your own entrepreneurial skills and mindset, and the mindset of resilience in the face of the challenges that young people have, especially when you're unemployed and you don't have many options. So the research that we did show that that's actually one of the biggest barriers for young people who have had to sit at home is, how do you start believing that the system is going to care about you again, or that if you engage, if you look for a job, that you might get one? And often it's also because we're all doing really the wrong thing. We did extensive research on this program, because what we were seeing was, when a young person applies for an incubator an employment accelerator, what they call the throughput rate was actually really low. So the percentage of young people is usually about 5 to 10%.
Yeah.
Of young people who enter actually kind of complete the programs or get placed. And so what we were looking at is, how do you change that stat? And part of it is because you need to go into it knowing what you want to do. A Catalyst would go, we'll look at personal mastery. Then we also look at how do you navigate the world of work and the world of education.
Yes.
And what do those things mean? So what does work mean? What does it look like? If you currently don't have a matric, how might you get a matric? What are the different programs and initiatives that are possible there? If you want to go back to school, what are the different pathways and understanding those? If you want to, let's say if you are looking for work, how do you read a job description? How do you create a CV that matches that? And how do you dress for interviews? So it actually has a practical, like mock interviews that we do. And
then the last part is,
so we have mock interviews. People come in, we get volunteers to give feedback, to say, this is how you...
But that is so important because it gives you the skills, the confidence and their sense of preparation so that when the opportunity comes, you don't lose it because of nerves and all those unfamiliar issues. But then you just go there and do what you have to do. I find that extremely, extremely important. 16 minutes after 11 o'clock, Power 98.7. My name is Thabo Shola Mashao. I'm speaking currently to Rufaro Mudimu from Enke. Enke means ink in Setswana. It started in 2009 to bridge socioeconomic inequalities by bringing young people together and equipping them with skills and experience to improve their lives. We often say that young people need to be empowered. They need to be given skills. Enke does exactly that. And now let's get to the part, Rufaro, of how the Facebook Community Accelerator Program. This seems to be a big deal. Initiate us into this accelerator program. What is it all about?
Yes, so it's a six-month program that's designed to help community leaders that have been selected. So there's 77 communities across the globe that have been selected for this program. And it's really to say, how do we quickly and strategically achieve our goals for growth? And I think, so for us, it was really important because when we were looking at especially with this time of COVID-19, how do we maintain connection and community on the platforms that we use? So when we applied, we were really looking at, how do we adapt in this situation? Because a lot of our programming and a lot of our training and connection to young people was face-to-face.
So we
found this. This, it was an amazing opportunity, and I was, very nervous to apply. There was like a video application you had to put in and an interview afterwards. And what it was is like we needed training and support and funding to enable us to make an even greater positive impact in the world.
Of course.
So it was really important for us. Like, how do we have a greater impact in the lives of young people that we work with? And how do we continue to run our programs effectively when we kind of have to do things differently? So, because we've been using WhatsApp a lot, so we use a lot of Facebook products. So WhatsApp is a big one. We use a lot of WhatsApp and the Facebook groups is a big way that we communicate and connect. But we don't always know how to use everything effectively. But also, when a question comes to scale, you usually think about, it's going to take me a year, 2 years. This is rapid. So when they say accelerate, it's really accelerate. So in the six-month program, we've only been on it for a week, and we've already learned so much about how we can think differently about the people we work with and how to reach and have impact in the work that we do.
I mean, I wish you the best in that particular program because, I mean, it would also assist you to advance the skills of others. You would know better where you are, how to help others even more. And, I mean, you're one of the African leaders selected for this community. I'm sure there are others then. Do they take it? Do they have a certain number per country?
I don't think they had a certain number per country because there's, I think, three South African leaders that are also on the program. So it was really to look at a big piece to it that we were looking at and that we were learning about. I think there's 16 of us. I'm just trying to see the number of the sub-Saharan African group is in that cohort. And what we want to, so it's, I think especially in the, so it's global. Mm-hmm. When we're looking at it, we have 12 African leaders from Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, And there's also a North African AMENA group as well. So it's kind of all from all over, from all corners of Africa to be part of this program as well, to be accelerated.
Yeah, and at the end, you'll have an opportunity to interact with funders, right? And that should be an important one.
Yes, it is. But I think it's very much looking at, because we already established, and that was a key part, is how do we, so beyond even kind of the funding that's, the financial support that's offered through the accelerator, was also to look at, and what's really essential is the training. Mm. So what has been amazing, because often when we have accelerators and they select kind of the leader of the community or the organization, yeah, is that only one person can do it. And it's usually like, you know, the leader of it. But with this one, we can also have a couple of our team members on it. So we're really doing, the training is essential, because I think it really builds capacity in organizations to think differently. So the more people who can think differently and who can have different exposure of how we can approach the work that we do and to deepen the impact, the better that we are set up. So just, you know, the time that we spent with, you know, meeting other leaders who are doing amazing work and learning from them and learning from what they're doing, to the training sessions that is, you know, invaluable training that we would, as a nonprofit, which is, we're a small nonprofit, we have great impact, but, you know, we're small but mighty. That we might not even have access to. So it's such an important piece as well, as having training and support to just think differently and innovatively and have that space is quite exciting for us at Enge.
What sort of skills in your interaction with young people do you think that they need most? Because we often assume about young people, our perceptions of what young people need is always at the fore of our minds. But you are on the ground, you see them. What sort of skills do they appreciate having? What do they lack more? Wherein they need more support?
So, I mean, for us, our language is not one of lacking. It's one of needing development. So, and it's a very important, it's nuanced, but it's a very important distinction. When you approach young people, and I'm a young person myself, but when I'm approached from a position of strength and assets, that, you know what, actually, you have all of this within you and you're able to do this. You just might not know how to apply that thinking. Or when you, so that's one of the key things. Our philosophy is that young people already have the assets within themselves. It's about understanding what exists inside and how to bring that out. And so there's very interesting research that's done by behavioral economists around the importance of what we call social and emotional competencies. And, you know, we call this, I mean, our shorthand for it is an entrepreneurial mindset, so around resilience. And so what's interesting is that we can learn many technical skills, and that's easy. Well, it's not easy to learn. It's hard to learn technical skills. Like, I'm not good at math. but what is really important and what can actually set somebody on the edge and to do better is skills, is soft skills. Entrepreneurial, the way to look at the world about solving problems and understanding yourself and others and how to lead yourself and others. And in our, even in our Catalyst program, when we ask people to tell us what has been the greatest impact for them, they will tell us that it is around, I'm more confident. I see that I'm now more optimistic. And what it is supporting young people in those skills. And it's actually skills that you have to build and you have to practice.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I think a lot of people think, but you just have confidence. Like, no, you actually have to practice it. And it's very important. And so the research that we've done is like, what we look at is what are the skills that young people have very little access to in general from school? And very few schools have the ability to do leadership and kind of entrepreneurial thinking, skills building. Just because of the pressures, you know, with the academic calendar, et cetera. So what we bring is a different way of and a way of embedding this kind of knowledge and skills in young people and giving them the space and the support to trial and fail and succeed and fail and do what they need to do to build those very important skills, so that if I look at it and I can't find a job, I'll find another way. So, I mean, I'll share a story of, and this is also to shout out to somebody from Kasiso is listening in, that they should look for, it's called Delivering, and it was started by youth who were in our Catalyst program in 2018. They're now part of a business generator that we worked on with Investec.
Yes.
And they have been so resilient in COVID-19. So this is like the fourth business that they've tried. At the beginning, they did masks, and they started hand sewing masks. And then now they are actually using bicycles to deliver, and have hired some of their peers to offer a delivery service for different places. So it's called Delivering, and it's just an example of the level of resilience. So when we go back and we ask like Kulani, like what happened there, and he's just like, you know what, she's just thinking about what are the different things that you can do. You don't have to sit at home. You can do different things. And I was like, where does that come from? He's like, it comes from inside me. And to me, that's like, me is the light bulb of the work that we do. And it just gives so much joy.
Beautiful. We're speaking to Rufaro Mudimu from Enke, which is an NPO that bridges socioeconomic inequalities by bringing young people together and sharing and imparting skills with them so that they can improve their lives. And some are soft skills, some are not so soft skills, but they are doing fantastic job. And they are now part of the Facebook Community Accelerator program works. And during the first 3 months of the program, these community leaders will learn from the best in the industry while developing customized curriculums focused on growing their own communities. And as it is, Enke is doing amazing work throughout South Africa, although they are based in Johannesburg. And they were just reflecting on the work that they've done in communities like Kagiso, and helping young people to be ready for interviews, know how to dress, how to sit, perhaps. Well, we're not going to be speaking about shaking hands now, right? In an interview, it's going to be a whole lot of different ball game. But it's important how to conduct yourself in an interview, because you may find someone is overcome by butterflies or shyness on that particular day whilst they are a relevant candidate, and they could be easily disqualified by not just observing what would be the norm of a convention in an interview circumstance. And Enke does quite a lot to help young people. So if you want to interact with us, feel free to do so. The number to dial is 0861-987-000. Rufaro, I'm just looking at the work that you guys are doing, and I'm just thinking, what plans do you have as far as expansion is concerned? Surely you would want to reach other parts of South Africa as well.
Yes, we do. Not just South Africa. We have plans to reach into the rest of the continent as well. So we're looking at so what we want to do, and part of the reason why we're on this accelerator is how can we best share some of the work that we do with others, and equipping other people in communities across South Africa with the work that we do. So we're looking at building a capacity building kind of program that we are currently developing. And that's one thing that we're going to be piloting in the Northern Cape. But as I said, our target for expansion is through existing infrastructure. So existing community skills, like people who are based in smaller communities. And what we would like to do is to work with them and customizing kind of our work and our curriculum so that they can use it for the youth that they work with. And that's how because we want to have deep impact versus kind of wide and rapid scale. We really want to be able to say, how can we best equip young people and as many young people as possible? And so even if you don't have to come from like a poor community, you can also come from a wealthy community and are just looking for some type of opportunity and a different way of looking at how to connect with other young people to create change. And that's what we try to bring as Enke.
Sure.
And so that's where we want to go. In that's where our future plans are in terms of growth and scale.
Lovely stuff, and I hope you get there. Let's take a call. Hons is giving us a shout, and you can also do the same on 0861-987-000. 0861-987-000. Hons, hi.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm free. How are you, Hons?
Yeah, question ya ga ne ke for mami man. Ke batlo botsisa gore for a person e leng gore o ka o khono ngwala business plan I space complete. But then ha ke na kwa tsense a ilo picture wa lo ka motho re mthusa jwa.
Oh, okay. So I don't know, Rufaro, if you got that one or you do need me
no,
to
No, I didn't catch the whole question. Sorry, it broke up a bit on my
so
end.
So if someone, I think, related to Honse can write a brilliant business plan and it's meticulous. However, when they're supposed to present it, that's where the problem comes in and they just freeze when the time comes for them to present that meticulous business plan that they have put together.
Yes, and so that's the thing, is it's about practice. So even for me, like, it took me a while to even be able to do a radio interview like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I would actually call a friend and be like, can you just ask me questions and see how I do and give me feedback?
Yes,
and that's actually very important. So the piece around feedback is important. So if you practice in front of, so what's interesting is the words that you write on paper, when you say them aloud, it comes out very differently. So you almost have to practice several times. So I was doing a pitch last week, and I went through it a few times with a coach. And so I did it once, and then I did it again, and then I did it again. And I kept asking, so what do you think I should? Should I tweet this? Should I do that?
Yeah.
And then there's a point where he even said, why do you have this part in here? And I was like, oh, actually, I don't know. It's because it's in the write-up, you know?
Yes,
so
yes.
I think it's just, and it always, we always get stuck, I think, on that. And also, I think the other pieces to it is the only person who knows 100% of what you want to share is you.
Sure.
So the audience and the person that you're talking to doesn't know what you are going to say. So even when you say one thing slightly off of what is on the plan, it doesn't mean that it's completely gone, right? And I think, and it took quite a lot of learning for me to realize that, is that actually I'm the one who controls the words and that knows what I want to put across. So I'm the one with the most power in that moment.
Yes.
So I would say is to practice and also to take the opportunity to get feedback. And when people say, actually, what you just said doesn't make sense, and that's one of the things that we actually go through in our program, is how to receive and apply feedback.
Very interesting.
And it's a very difficult thing to do because you think, ah,
you feel attacked.
I'm so wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, you feel attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So practice.
To receive that feedback.
Honse, are you sorted?
Yeah, but then ke batlo itse hape hore re khumahana bya le bona since well like namoke le moteng ke mo price go Jericho ne.
Yeah.
So ke batlo tse bo re khumahana bya le yena.
Yeah, and Rufaro, how do they get hold of you?
So you can get hold of us on our website, enke.co.za. You can over email and phone. So you can also, we have a WhatsApp line. I have to find the number very quickly because I always forget our WhatsApp number because it's a new number.
Yes, yes.
But you can get a hold of us and also on Facebook. So our Facebook page is facebook.com/enkecoza, so ENKECOZA. And it has all of our contact details there. Our programs are quite structured, so it's not one of those things, but we are looking at how do we do kind of short courses. So it's part of the innovations that we are experimenting and building at the moment. The best way to get and to be part of our programs is through a community skill center, especially if we're looking at if you're between 18 and 35 and unemployed and out of school, is working with community skill centers. That's how we reach people. And so that's one of the ways to do it. But you can just come get in touch with us and we'll let you know where are the areas that we're working. And if you lead a community skill center or community based organization, you can get in touch with us as well and to say, look, I'm interested in bringing your program to where I am. How do we do that? And we do kind of a due diligence about what's needed for our programs to be successful in a specific area. Mm. And also then provide options of what could work. And that might not be us. I think a really big thing that we realize is that we're not the only solution that's out there.
Sure.
And we want to collaborate with the people who are doing great work as well. And so that's also kind of part of our work is how do you build greater collaboration, especially in the youth development sector as a whole.
Well, we have to leave it at that. Rufaro, yes. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And I wish you all the best, not just with NK, in everything else that you do. We look forward to speaking to you again in the near future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Thabo. I really appreciate it.
No,
thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. I wish you the best. Let's chat again in the near future. Rufaro Mudimo, who is with NK.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.